Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's my pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. Jody DeSalvo is here. She is a pianist, and I've given her a new title. I'm now calling her, besides a pianist, an artistic director for St. Peter's by the Sea concert series. She is I'm going to call her cover girl, because your picture, Jody, is right on the cover of the brochure. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So is this something you've had many times over, being a cover girl? This is a new career.
No, I think it's a new career and probably a very short-lived one.
Okay. Well, St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett is the subject of tonight's program, the concert series that's going to be held there. And it's going to start very soon this week on July 28th, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Jody will be there, and we'll ask her all about the people she'll be playing with. We'll find out about that. Then the next month will be August 18th, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And then the third concert will be Thursday, September 9th at 7 o'clock, all at St. Peter's by the Sea, 72 Central Street in Narragansett, Rhode Island. So we'll tell you how to get tickets and things like that, but let's get to Jody first and find out a little bit about your background. You've been here before.
Yes,
been
I
a
think
while
it was
ago.
2 years ago. Yep. Yeah.
But just for the people that might have missed that, let's find out about you. Are you a Rhode Island native?
No, I'm not a Rhode Island native. I'm a Connecticut native.
Okay, well, the show's over now.
No, that's close enough.
Connecticut is okay. Connecticut's part of our listening audience. We have a lot of great listeners in Connecticut. What part of Connecticut?
I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So not nearby.
It's a couple hours away.
Yeah. Waterbury, yeah. Connecticut. And always interested in piano and music?
Yes, I grew up in a musical household. My mom was an opera singer, and so we always had music playing, usually opera, but symphonies, piano music. Music was always on the radio. Mm-hmm. And when I was a little girl, probably around 5 years old, my mom bought a piano and brought it into the house because she wanted to teach voice lessons. And from the time I was five, I was completely fascinated with the piano, loved it, loved going over and trying it out and touching the keys and listening to the sounds. And but I went to Catholic school at the time, and they wanted me to wait until I was 8 years old. So I didn't start until I was eight, but always wanted to play the piano.
I've had interesting variants of opinions about that. My granddaughter just turned seven. And every time she comes to our house, she starts playing with the keys. Originally, at three or four, it was banging away. And then I've noticed over the last couple of years that now she's actually, you know, listening to the notes and playing one after the other and that kind of thing. And everybody says, yeah, seven or eight is a good time to start versus the five or six. I don't know. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, I think it depends on the student. I think it depends definitely on the child. You know, you see lots of videos on YouTube of 4 and 5 year olds whiz kids, you know, playing with orchestras and so, you know, it really depends on the child, I think. I certainly think I was ready at five to do it, but the thinking that back then was, you know, you need to wait until the child can read and read the notes on the staff and the whole Suzuki playing wasn't at least in my neighborhood, wasn't well-known or well-used.
Sure.
So I just waited until I did what the nuns told me to do.
Well, weren't you a good girl?
That's right. I was a good Catholic girl and waited until I was 8 years old to take lessons. But I really do think it depends on the child.
All right. After that, going to school for more piano education? Or?
Yes. Yeah. I went to the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford.
Sure.
In West Hartford, Connecticut for an undergraduate degree. And then it took 2 years off, but then I went for 2 years to my master's, to get my master's at the Manhattan School of Music in New York City.
Wow.
And loved that. Loved being in New York City. That was great.
Really? You loved being in New York City?
Oh, I loved it. It was wonderful. Wonderful. So much to do. So many concerts to go to. So, so alive. It was just a great time.
And what took you from New York City and leaving there?
I would say it was my husband.
Okay.
we had actually gotten married in 1984, and I was in the middle of my master's degree, so I was commuting from Connecticut three to four days a week, being in Connecticut with him, and then 3 or 4 days a week being in New York working on my master's. So, and then after that, of course, went to live with my husband full time, and it was great. But it was actually really great being doing both things, because you got the nice quiet of Connecticut when I would go back on the weekends, and then the excitement of New York City when I was there for school. So
all right. Well, talking about excitement, the reason we're here today is to talk about the concert series called Brother's Keeper. Now, is there a reason for the title Brother's Keeper?
Well, yes. The Brother's Keeper concert series at St. Peter's is actually to benefit the community food market. And so it's in taking care of one another that all the proceeds for this concert series go to benefiting that food bank. And on Friday afternoons from 3 to 5, there are people that come in that need the help, that can shop and get the essential food that they need, and come back again the following Friday and do the same thing. And so it was in this regard that we wanted to really do something to help the community. So, any proceeds from these concerts goes to helping that food bank and supporting that food bank.
Excellent. Excellent cause. And let's talk about the first concert that's going to be next Wednesday, July 28th, 7 o'clock at the church at St. Peter's by the Sea. You have people that are playing with you.
Yes, yes. This is our newly formed Rhode Island Piano Trio with one gal that's a dear friend of mine, Emmy Holmes Hicks, and she'll be on the violin, and her friend Peter Zay will be on cello. And the program will be the Brahms Piano Trio in B major, plus a lot of Appalachian and fiddle music. Which will be interesting, because we want to keep these concerts so that they are classical in nature, but also bring people to classical music through other types of music, whether it's opera, whether it's fiddle music, whatever it is, sure, whatever it happens to be, pop music, to bring them to appreciate the classical side. So we are doing some lighter classics. We're doing all different kinds of music throughout these three concerts.
So this music that we're going to hear now is kind of examples of that, right?
Yes, it is. We're going to hear a little bit of light classical music by Rachmaninoff. And then the composer George Cobb wrote a ragtime version of that piece, which is really, really great, because it takes the theme of that prelude and puts it into ragtime style. And then the last one in this series is one of the Gershwin songs, I Got Rhythm. And that's well loved and known by many people. It's just a gem of a piece to play and to listen to.
Excellent. All right, let's play the Rachmaninoff, the Russian Rag, and I Got Rhythm. And then we'll be back after that with more of St. Peter's by the Sea.
Thank you.
The concert series at St. Peter's by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Jody DeSalvo, the artistic director of the series, and there's going to be three programs this summer, one next Wednesday, July 28th at 7 o'clock at St. Peter's by the Sea, 72 Central Street in Narragansett. And if you'd like to check out the website, it's real easy to remember, stpetersbythesea.com. Couldn't be any easier than that. And then August 18th will be another concert on Wednesday night, and then Thursday, September 9th, will be the third concert. Jody, we talked quite a bit in that first segment about what's going to be happening and who's playing with you in that first concert, but we have more music coming up. But before we do that, which is going to be featured in that first concert, why don't we just talk about how to get tickets and things like that to the programs.
Well, you can go to Eventbrite and look up Rhode Island Brothers Keepers Concert Series. And from Eventbrite, you can find the tickets online. Just buy the tickets online.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Eventbrite's the way to go. And if you've got questions and you want to do it the old-fashioned way, there is a phone number here that they can call. I have my rotary phone at home. it's 401-783-4623, and that's a direct line to you, right?
No, no, it's not. direct line to the boss at the church.
Okay. Also, like any concert series and Brothers Keeper concert series is a great benefit program that we talked about. Proceeds go to that, help sustain that. But you can also make donations if you'd like to. And I'm sure if you go to the website, there'll be a way to do that. You can become a sponsor. And any amount of money is welcome. But they have bronze sponsors and then silver and gold and sustainers and all of that. So check all that out and help out Brothers Keeper program. And tickets are on sale right now, so check that out. And they're only $25. That's a heck of a deal.
I think so. Yeah. I'm coming from Naples, Florida prices, and $25 is definitely a heck of a deal.
Well, you know, there's if you were to go to one of those shows at PPAC or you know, some of the other theaters around, you're going to be paying a lot more than $25.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about who's going to be featured in the August 18th before we get to this next piece of music.
Well, the August 18th program is Classic to Pop, and it features a very dear friend of mine, Glenn Basham, who is the concertmaster, assistant concertmaster in the Naples Philharmonic Orchestra in Naples, Florida. And we've been friends for 32 years.
Wow.
And have been performing together all that time. And he's just a joy to work with and a wonderful, wonderful violinist. And we love doing classical music and we love doing pop music and a little Orange Blossom special and things of that nature. So the program will go from classic until through the pop genre and do some Broadway as well. But he's just a lot of fun. We, a lot of times in our concerts, we'll try to do a stump the band or name that tune or take requests from the audience. We've been taking requests lately. And it's a lot of fun because people get to hear as long as we know it. And if we don't know it, we make it up. But as long as we know it, we try to accommodate whatever piece of music the audience would like to hear. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a rather lengthy piece of music I want to get to that you wanted to play. Tell us about this Brahms Piano Trio.
Well, the Brahms Piano Trio is going to be featured this Wednesday night. It's the first half of the program, and the Brahms Piano Trio is probably one of the most largest and most well-known works in the chamber repertoire. What you'll hear is the first movement here, and the three performers do an amazing job at showing the youth of Brahms, because it was an early Brahms trio, the youth of Brahms, but yet the maturity of the sound is absolutely incredible. And it's one of our most well-loved pieces. We love performing this and playing it, so we wanted to share it with our audience.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Brothers Keeper Concert Series is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jody DeSalvo, who is the pianist in all three of the presentations that will be taking place this year, July 28th, next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and then August 18th, Wednesday night at 7, and then Thursday night, September 9th at 7 o'clock. And speaking of Thursday night, September 9th, we've talked about the first two concerts, but we haven't yet talked about this third one. Tell us about this.
Well, this third one is really going to be great and very different, too. Tim McCree is a wonderful flautist from the Boston area and is principal flute with the New Bedford Symphony. So he's local. And we have not worked together before.
So you're not, I can tell you're not a Rhode Islander because you say he's from New Bedford and he's local. Now, New Bedford's like 20 miles away. So real Rhode Islanders will go, oh, that's not local.
That's not local.
Yes, it is. Compared to Naples, Florida, New Bedford
exactly.
is very local. Okay, go ahead. And there's one other person joining you in that concert.
Yeah, Tony Romeo. Tony Romeo is the music director at St. Peter's Church, and he and I have become very good friends.
Now, that's local.
That's local. That's right at the church, yes. And we've become very, very good friends, and we're doing some piano and organ duets, as well as accompanying Tim on the flute. And he will be doing several pieces that are of opera origin, operatic transcriptions for flute and piano.
Great.
And so that's going to be a really varied program, and we'll also do some classical duets for piano and organ, and also some Broadway tunes.
And this next piece that we're about to hear, is it going to be in the concert?
Yes, it is. It is the Carmen Variations by Bizet, and it's transcribed by Liszt. This will be on the concert on September 9th.
All right, let's give it a listen. Thank you. Jody, I want to thank you for coming in to Conducting Conversations tonight and telling us about the Brothers Keeper Concert Series. And we're just going to review one more time for everybody what the three shows are.
That sounds great.
And I'll let you do that. We're first off next Wednesday night, right?
Yes, it's coming Wednesday night. So get your tickets now.
Right.
This concert is Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m. And it features the Rhode Island Piano Trio with Emmy Holmes Hicks on violin and Peter Zay on cello and myself on piano. And this concert will feature the Brahms Piano Trio, as well as several pieces of fiddle music, country fiddle music, the Appalachia Suite of Mark O'Connor, and a nice rag, ghost rag of William Bolcom, which sounds a lot like Scott Joplin. So we hope that you'll all be able to make the concert this Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea.
All right. And then the next one in August?
The next one in August is August 18th. And we have a lot of friends in Naples that come up to Narragansett for the summer. We hope that they'll join us when Glenn Basham returns. He was here 2 years ago. And Glenn Basham is the concertmaster of the Naples Philharmonic, where we both reside. And we have been friends for 32 years and have performed many concerts together. This concert will be classic to pop. And we will definitely take requests in the concert because we know that's a real audience favorite. So that concert is Wednesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the church as well.
And then one more after that.
And then the final one of the season is Thursday, September 9th. And it's titled The Magic of the Flute. Tim McCree will be here, who is the principal flute of the New Bedford Symphony and resides in Boston. He will join myself and Tony Romeo on the organ for a really wonderful program of opera transcriptions and Broadway tunes. So we hope that you'll all join us for these wonderful concerts starting this Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m.
And if you want information, check out the website, stpetersbythesea.com. We have two more short pieces of music. Tell us about this.
Oh, these Gershwin pieces are wonderful. They, George Gershwin became well-known after 1924. Well, he was well-known as a songwriter, but well-respected, I should say, as a classical composer because of the Rhapsody in Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the popularity of that piece, he wanted to write some more solo piano music, which there is very little of, really. And these three preludes are written 2 years later in 1926. And you're going to hear the first and the third of the set of preludes. So these are wonderful, wonderful pieces, jazz gems.
Excellent. Jody, thanks so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to see you again.
Mike, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.